Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people with a middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Listen, if you're not red hot for the Messiah now, you're going to miss the whole deal. Well, my guest is red hot for the Messiah. His name is Leif Hetland, and Leif is from Norway. And he has had an experience with the love of God that has so transformed him and is transforming everyone he comes in contact with. But Leif, you told me that you were in a communist country that you're not at liberty to mention just last year. And what happened there?
Well, we were in an outdoor meeting, and mainly a group of people was gathered together, and it was pretty much very dark in the room because there's a small little light bulb in the back. And we saw some amazing miracles taking place. But it was one lady specifically that I never forgot. She was born paraplegic. She was sitting in a wheelchair. And I wanted to dance with this lady, and I had prayed. The team had prayed. But while we were there ministering, the presence of God ended up very thick. And there was a light, and I have a picture of it, so I have a photograph. Not talking about orbs that a lot of people are seeing, because we've seen a lot of those. But on top of literally, there was a light that came in to the meeting where I point with my finger, and we have the picture of that. And you can see literally, you can see that there is somebody. And I know it was an angel, and you will, we can testify. But when that happened and the people in the room saw it, this lady came up of the wheelchair and we danced together. So that was one. Right afterwards, healing after healing just started to take place. So that was it was a very significant, because the whole environment changed as a result of this angel that showed up. And as I'm saying, it was not just getting an orb, but I'm standing with a pointed finger pointing towards it. And as we zoom in, you can see much more of the details of it. So I look forward to make that available for now, you, Sid, because it's just phenomenal.
Now, just out of curiosity, is there a specific angel that travels with you that causes these miracles to manifest? Are you aware of this?
I've had many people, including one of your guests, Gary Oates, who's a friend of mine who has been with me in that same nation we are talking about and has been in meetings. I've had many people who have seer giftings that said we have seen, and they all color and describe the same, and even the details of it. So I do believe that there's no doubt about that. If there is demons and there is the fallen angels is with the opposite side, I do believe, first of all, there is an army on my side that is two-thirds is actually on my side, even if the one-third is against. But I do believe that there is specific angels that is assigned and to assist, and that's what we're seeing in the scriptures. They are there to help and to assist, and we do not worship them or serve them, but they are there to assist us, and I believe that God has given that for my assignment.
And see, you know your assignment, but most of those that are listening to us do not know their assignment, and that's why you've put together these two CDs called Dream Your Destiny, in which you release an anointing for people to dream again, to have visions. You give them the faith to step out again, even though they've been burned in the past. The people are getting direction for life, wisdom for business. Give me a couple testimonies.
My favorite one is one of my spiritual sons who had pretty much lost a lot of his dreams. He is from the Philippines. His name is Paul Yotto. After an importation that took place in his year, he went back again, and there was actually oil coming out of his hands, just as a sign that I actually touch you. That's, I think, what Papa said. It's just small little kisses from Papa. Just now, something has exploded in the Philippines, and the ministry is called Destiny Ministry International, and is moving into the marketplace, is moving in, and the creativity. They are literally dreaming with God. Him and his wife came to Houston, Texas, when the first of the two CDs that the audience is about to hear, they were there. And when the importation took place, the wife, her name is Almira, went back again to the Philippines, shared exactly the same message, released it because she believed there was a transference of anointing, and all over the place, people there suddenly started the dream in regard to marriages to being restored back again, in regard to businesses that it seemed like was dead. But creativity just started to come over to people. The joy came back. Passion came back.
Do you know, no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens in the United States of America, if you have creativity from God, it doesn't matter the unemployment problem. It doesn't matter whether the dollar loses value. People that are watching television and they're getting more depressed by the moment, if that creativity from the creator of the universe comes into you, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Tell me some specific things that were downloaded to people and what happened.
Specifically, one of the people, his name is Edwin. He's a realtor in the middle of this recession. He was about to lay off his workers. And he went up to spend time in the presence of God, just praying, actually, because for him, he is a father or he is a pastor in the marketplace, not in church, but he has his businesses. And when he was up there, he had a very clearly assignment. Part of his dream is whoever lends to the poor lends to God. It's just a drop that word. And as he was driving back from the place where he had been with God, he suddenly looked and he saw a beggar. And God really just spoke to him, I want you to build a house for this beggar, this street beggar. And when that happened, this was in Manila. When he did that, right afterwards, he got a call from a Korean businessman that wanted him to build all these upper middle class houses. Then another one called about the school. So suddenly, when he delighted himself in the Lord gave him the desires of his heart. And the result of Edwin, he wrote within 2 months, Edwin said that now my business has doubled within 2 months. And he didn't have to lay off any workers. That's in the middle of the darkest recession. That's a specific of somebody who was dreaming. 2 weeks ago in Alabama, I was in Alabaster, Alabama, and just released a word. And the senior pastor who never dreams, he never at least would remember if he dreamed. And his wife wrote me a letter here, which she just shared that he dreamed last night. And he is also a businessman, and they're looking at a multi-million-dollar building and didn't know what he was going to do. In the dream, he got specific step-by-step of what he was supposed to do.
Now, tell me one person that got an invention that was very, very valuable.
Yeah, one of them, and this takes from, again, I think my favorite story that I've heard that is in an environment as people are resting in the Lord. Because that's what we do, is we are coming into an environment to rest and to receive, because it has to come from him, go through him, and back to him for him to be left with the honor and the glory. So we have a group, groups all over the world. We do it in the office. We're just coming with no agenda for what God is going to do, just to be with him. But the byproduct of that, he gives us different things. But there was a Korean company that has actually been looking for a scientific solution. And I need to be honest with you, I'm a simple man, so I don't know much about the details. But one of the Filipinos who had been in the presence of God had an encounter in that presence of God, went to the bathroom when he was in the restaurant. And for years, this company had a big award out for this for anyone that could come up with this scientific solution and mathematical solution. And he is there in the bathroom and gets a download from heaven of the solution. He goes on internet, sends it to the Korean company, and he now has a partnership in that very company. And it's just one of my favorite story. On your way to the bathroom, not expecting, delighting yourself in the Lord, and suddenly something that had been the desires of his heart just came, and he wrote it down on a napkin, sent it in, and both financially and practically, his life has been changed as a result of it. So that's just another one, but there's so many stories of people.
And now on these CDs, you proclaim good things over people. Why is that so important for people to have that proclaimed over them?
Well, I do believe that we know there can be power in curses, and we often talk about it. But I believe in generational blessings, and I do believe in blessings. And I believe, first of all, that God is good, and every person listening are very, very valuable. There is a value in each person. But most of the people there, they do not realize. They maybe think they are like a Kmart picture, or they are an old, rusted car, instead of that they are that brand new Corvette, or that they are that Picasso. They do not recognize from heaven's perspective what God has placed within them, that they are very, very valuable. So the way they are viewing God and themselves is not proper. So what I do want to do is to release the destiny that is over people. And one of the things is that God is good, and he's good to his people. And he's treating them when he looks at each one of them in that meeting and in that room, or the people that are listening here on the radio. What each person needs to know is that there's something that he has placed within. And he's going to work all things out for good, because he loves us and we are called according to his purpose. So what men meant for evil, God is going to use it for good. But it's to have an encounter with the very goodness of God, how good he is and how valuable you are. That is always what's setting up the stage for people then to suddenly start delighting themselves in him, and the desires of their heart is being fulfilled.
And one of the things I love is you teach on this about dreaming with your family, dreaming with your wife, dreaming with your children, dreaming with your husband. Give me a quick example of that, very brief.
Yeah, I can be honest. I had just come from a meeting, and I realized I had imparted it and some amazing stories. It was right after we had been in Colorado Springs, and I came home, and the Lord just arrested me and said, "What about your family?" So I share with my wife and my children. I have four children from the age of 21 and down to 14. And I said, "I want you just to write down on a list some of the things that where you're inviting God to dream with you, and some area, half of them, where you are dreaming with God." And we just released an impartation over my wife, Jennifer, and our four children. And my wife, as an example, all of her life, when she was young, she had drawn a dream house. And she had just thrown it away. All these years, she had all the limitation why she couldn't have. And she came where she had so many disappointments.
You know what? We're out of time, but you get the drift of that. How would you like to dream with God? How would you like your family to dream with God? How would you like to have this prayer of impartation over you and proclaiming who you really are in God? We're making these two CDs, Dream Your Destiny, available for a gift of $24. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.